Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
It's Wednesday, the 12th of January. It's the Irish Cast with David and Cynthia.
And the Old Testament reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King.
And the New Testament reading is from Matthew 11, verse 25. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants.
And the connecting thought between these two scriptures is the word revealed. In Jeremiah, God reveals himself as the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. And in the New Testament scripture, it says that he bypasses the wise and the intelligent and has revealed them to infants. Do you know, I'm enjoying reading a sermon by Martin Luther, and it's based on the Magnificat. In that sermon, Martin Luther speaks about God in heaven. It says he doesn't look up because there is no one above God. And God doesn't look to the side because there is no one equal to God. But God looks down, and he looks down on fallen humanity like you and I. And he sees that we need a Savior. And he sent his Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm just amazed that this God who fills the whole earth sent his Son, wrapped in swaddling clothes as a baby in a stable, to come and to save you and I. And he's seeking out those that have a childlike faith that will put their trust in this wonderful Saviour.
Yes, we've had the pleasure of our little grandson. He's almost 14 weeks stay with us in our home here in Northern Ireland, visiting from Minnesota. You know, as you watch a child of that age, you realise how dependent he is on caregivers around him to provide for his every need. And particularly his mother, to provide for him. This little child, as in all infants, are completely dependent upon others to provide for them. And yet when I look at my own Christian life, I can see there have been times when I have become less than dependent on God. I've become self-sufficient and feeling that I had arrived and almost putting God to one side and living my Christian life without Christ being the center of that. And it is good to be reminded that it is a childlike faith that we need day and daily to trust in God for everything that we have need of in the day, our daily bread, but then also what we have need of for all eternity that is found in the death and the resurrection and the ascension of Christ, who is our everlasting King.
It's good to have that faith like a child in Christ all of our days. Do you know, back in Jeremiah's day, in Jeremiah 10, the context of this account was that the people of God had no longer dependent upon God, but they had turned to idols. And it's a great danger, even in our day, that we can have idols in our hearts. Our idols may not be made of stone or wood, but they could be idols that even are within our hearts or within our homes. You know, we're sitting here in our living room, and as I look around our living room, I have bookcases. I mean, lots of bookcases and lots of books, because I love books. And books can be good servants. They can be good aids towards understanding the scriptures. But the danger is books can become your master. Books can become your wisdom and your intelligence. And sometimes you think, oh, I must be a very intelligent fellow because I've got so many books. But you see, our life is not found in these books. Our life is not found in idols. Our life is found in that childlike dependence upon Jesus Christ. And so we are encouraged to have that faith, that childlike dependence upon Jesus Christ every day.
So today, on the 12th of January, in your day, perhaps give opportunity for the Holy Spirit to reveal through his words idols that may have replaced the living God in your life, and bring that before him in repentance. And our prayer from the daily text. Living God, thank you for abiding in me and all people. I often grasp at gaining worldly wisdom and intelligence. Then I risk missing your hidden love messages. Keep me focused on you, like an infant caught by her mother's smile. From you, Father, I receive words of acceptance in love. Today I proclaim them to others. Amen.
In Jeremiah 10, verse 10, it reveals that the Lord is the true God, he is the living God, and he is the everlasting King. And we're going to sing a hymn in closing that reflects these characteristics concerning God. He is immortal, he is invisible, he is the God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.